Hello again, still with me in studio, Donagh O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD for Cork South Central, Catherine Callaghan, Fine Gael TD for Carlow Kilkenny, Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD for Dublin South West, and Gabby Gadavitskaita, political correspondent at the Irish Independent. Gabby, a lot of relieved polar bears today.
Yes, so if you look at the latest report from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, it's saying that Ireland's energy-related emissions have reached their lowest level in more than 30 years. Good news for the polar bears. But the country's transition to clean energy is not showing much signs of gaining momentum. So the report basically detailed, you know, how much energy was consumed in 2024, what sources were used, and where this energy came from. Some of the findings from the report are 1.3% drop in energy emissions last year, which is an overall reduction of 11% since carbon targets were brought in 2021. This is despite an overall increase in energy usage, which grew by 2.3% last year. And this is the SEI's interim report as well, we should say.
All right. Catherine Callaghan, welcome news.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely a sign that we're moving in the right direction. Like, there's no doubt that we do still have a way to go to meet our energy targets, you know, but as Gabby has said, like, you know, we have had it's great to see that our energy related emissions are at their lowest level in 30 years. And, you know, that renewable energy supplied 14.5% of Ireland's energy requirements last year. And that's up 0.5% from 2023, but it's still up and it's moving in the right direction. You know, and I would, you know, the government recently approved to publish the Climate Action Plan for 2025. So I suppose my message is we have more to do. We're moving in the right direction.
All right. Any concerns about data centres and the amount of power that's needed to fuel them?
Well, I think we're moving towards more sustainable energy generation methods, you know. So I guess there needs to be a balance found for that, and we will hopefully I'm sure that we will have a plan for ensuring that we do. I suppose under the Climate Action Plan that I mentioned, the SEI have been tasked with providing an evidence-based pathway for decarbonising the Irish electrical system, our electricity system. And I'm sure within that then as well, they'll be looking at ensuring that we can service the demand that is coming down the tracks for us.
OK, Donagh O'Leary, what did you make of the report today? Do you welcome the news?
Look, I mean, if there was a real reduction in real terms in emissions, it would be a welcome thing and we would welcome it. But, like, ultimately, the government has bought their way to lower emissions by, like, this is the importation of energy from primarily from Britain, maybe to some extent France as well. Actually, like, I mean, the energy demand actually rose.
They imported 14%, just for the benefit of listeners, 14% of energy came in from the UK. But if you look at the UK figures, it says that 60% of UK energy comes from renewables or other sources. So solar, wind and hydro makes up 32% of electricity generation in the UK, and other sources, nuclear and biomass, make up 8.2%.
That's fine. Best of luck to them. But, like, I mean, it doesn't really reflect anything on our ability to reduce emissions in real terms here. And what's actually happening is, like, both in emissions terms, we're failing to properly grasp the issue. But in industrial terms and in terms of jobs, we are missing a really profound opportunity in terms of renewable energy. And, like, I mean, you're seeing things like, you know, like some of the projects that are that's scared of rocks, which is after collapsing. Like, and I have spoken to
people. But renewable energy generation increased by 1.3 terawatts. It's up 5.6% according to the SEAI report.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, it doesn't match what's actually potentially possible. Like, and I have spoken to people in renewable energy.
I know, but it is up though.
Yeah, and right, and that's welcome. But, like, in terms of the unique position that we have, like, the grid is simply, like, an awful lot of the renewable energy that's generated in Ireland actually goes to waste. There's nowhere for it to go because of the underdeveloped electrical grid. And that really does need to be addressed. It was one of the key proposals in our manifesto in terms of a fund to fully invest in our electric grid, to properly take advantage of this, because I've spoken to people in the renewable energy industry, like, they're redirecting people away from Irish projects because it's so far from being realised to projects elsewhere. Okay. And that's the missed opportunity, and that's the problem we have in terms of
Paul Murphy.
Yeah, this is just spin. They're managing to spin what is bad news. They're bad statistics. I go into them and portray it as a good news story that our energy emissions are dropping.
What's wrong with renewable sources being up?
Because our overall energy requirement is up and our fossil fuels are up, right? We're increasing the amount. That's the point. It doesn't matter. You know, the planet doesn't care if you're using loads of renewable energy, if you keep using more and more fossil fuels. The planet doesn't say, oh, we've got to cool down now because of this. It's the fossil fuels that is driving climate change.
Yeah,
fossil fuel increase is up by 0.7% in 2024.
So the top three sources of electricity were natural gas, that was 42.1%, wind, which supplied 31.7%, and then there was the net imports of electricity through interconnectors in the UK, which supplied 14% of all the electricity used in Ireland. Sorry, that's just stats for the benefit of the listeners.
Exactly. Over four-fifths of Ireland's energy supply continues to be driven by, provided by fossil fuels. And so this figure of a 1.3% decrease in energy sector emissions is purely down to, the increase in international interconnections. So last year, or 2023, it was 9.5%. It's gone up to 14%. Right. And even if you count, you're saying 60% of that is renewable.
There's a lot of kind of stats there.
Yes.
So 14% came in from the UK.
Yep.
And 8.4. So, you know, the renewable quantity of that makes up 8.4%.
Yep.
5.6% of that was fossil fuel generated, which was gas, the fuel that was coming in. So you can add an extra 5.6% to the Irish figure on gas.
Exactly. Basically. And all of a sudden, we have an increase in energy sector emissions as opposed to a decrease in energy sector emissions.
This is a
bad news story that has been treated as a good news. And the driving factor is the data centres, because we've got more than 20% of our electricity going to data centres, and we're set for 35% by 2035. And this government is turning the dial and saying we need more and more and more of these.
Just to make the point that you have literally the SCI Director of Research and Policy Insights, Margie McCarthy, saying, she's saying the changes we are making are going in the right direction. And then she goes, these were all driven by positive policy decisions.
I know. But it's 100% spin. If you look at their own figures, it's clear that if it wasn't for the increase in the importation of electricity from the UK, then our net energy emissions would increase.
One win, Paul, for their time.
That's like literally, that is like, when you look at the figures, it does not stack up the positive story. I accept they're putting a positive spin on it. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, but it can also be a case like that a further increase in interconnection between the continent, Britain and Ireland can bring many benefits as well. Like, for example, greater sharing of solar, onshore and offshore wind, as weather patterns move across northwest.
Interconnection
is
good.
Interconnection
is better than
LNG.
Yeah.
There was one thing that jumped out from So the imports from the UK come in, and you know, 5.6%, whatever, as I said, you know, the UK stats are that a certain amount is generated. All their fossil fuels are generated by gas. We're still using more coal than the UK in our energy generation. That's not a great start, is it?
I think Ireland's actually out of step with the rest of Europe, isn't it, on its fossil fuel usage?
Well, let's look at some of the positive measures that war brought in. I can look even from a smaller, and I know I'm not talking about industry now, but I'm talking about even in our own personal home generation, electricity generation. Like, we can see across our landscape the difference that the measures that the last government did bring into play, you know, with solar PVs and reducing the VAT on solar PVs. Even from my own point of view, I know when we looked at, in my home, putting in solar PVs in 2012, the payback period for those was 17 years. And we got them last year, and the payback is 4 years. So, like, on a smaller scale, like, there are massive changes being made across the country, and they are due to the measures that the government have put in place. And I totally accept that we have way more to do, and we need to accelerate our action at climate.
And you know, there's
But it's not all. It's not true that it always has to be a retrofit. It was much, in my case, and in cases like many families like mine, it was cheaper to do it this time. It was cheaper to do it in 2023 than it was in 2012. That is solely down to the measures that the government brought in.
But the grants for solar panels have changed. People who got in before a certain date qualified, is my understanding, for a higher grant. But I mean, sorry, just going back to what you were saying, Paul Murphy, on the SAI. I mean, it is acknowledged that the increased electricity demand, mainly driven by data centres, outpaced the increase in renewable electricity generation last year. So, I mean, it's, you know, they report what they report, but I mean, to dismiss the entire findings of the SEAI as spin is surely unfair. I'm going to have to get back into defending those who aren't here to defend themselves again.
I'm not like, I think the facts contained in the report are really, really important.
Okay.
I think the headline they've put on it of the headline of the press statement is lowest energy emissions in over 30 years, okay, yet further acceleration. But it's only true because we're importing more electricity. And if you count, and we're not counting those as emissions. If we counted those, then the emissions are up. The point is we're using more energy and we're using more fossil fuels. That is going in the wrong direction.
But we are not attributing that headline to Margie McCarthy, to be fair.
I'm
just saying personally, we are not attributing that.
Sure, but I can attribute her quote, can I? Where she said it's important to celebrate that energy profile is at the lowest level over 30 years, meaning the changes we're making are going in the right direction. And I suspect the reason for this is people want to tell a good news story, right? Because it's obviously better to tell a good news story, but it's, I think we're lulling people to sleep.
We won't speculate on that. We're going to take another break. We're back in a minute.